Mike. It's Gail at Local Splash.
Hello, Gail. How's it going?
Hello. Is this a good time for you?
We are at a good time.
Oh, I love
down.
To hear that.
I've got a pen and paper. We are good to go.
Awesome. Oh, well, then let's talk. So I do need to get pricing for you, of course.
Yep.
Do you have any other questions so far after talking with Jim earlier?
So one of my things, I guess, a little bit more about, like, Local Splash. So it's, because I know I could go direct through Google and set up ad services through them. I don't even have an idea of how much that would be. but either way, right now I'm using Angie's List, and it works to a certain extent. I and part of it might be my problem in that, or, well, a combination of things, that they don't really have, like, keyword searches that
yeah.
they probably use, whereas
oh,
they
gotcha.
Have, 'cause when I named the business, I named it Home Care and Repair. So I think the home care part is drawing customers that think I'm a cleaning service, because I've had several people call me for cleaning, saying that they would like to set up a bi-weekly cleaning of their house, like the floor, the dusting, and I'm like, sorry,
wow.
I don't even clean my house.
Right.
And then the other one is it seems to be, I'm kind of like pigeonholed into a handyman service with Angie's List. I'm getting called for, like, repair my basement doorknob. It's wobbly, and this cabinet needs to be fixed, or I got a leaky sink, or some of them turn out to be pretty big jobs, like a water heater, and that's fine. I can do that. I can do handyman stuff like that. But I'm trying to find more of, like, the general construction contracting type stuff where it can turn into bigger jobs, like kitchen and bathroom models, or building a deck, or maybe doing some hardscape landscaping, or an addition on the house, or things like that.
I'm getting all of this down.
So that might have been my problem. And I guess I would like to know a little bit more about Local Splash. Like, how is it? Do you work directly with Bing and Google and set me up as an advertisement on them? Where, because I know if I do, obviously, if you do your Google searches, you're going to get companies that pop up first, and it'll say advertisement.
Right.
I know, like, that might be something in my local area that I could take on, because I'm trying to, like, maybe find information about something where, like, robot vacuums, for instance. That was my latest thing. I'm trying to find the best new robot vacuum, and I'm getting the advertisements for, like, Best Buy.
Oh, that follow you around?
Yeah.
The ones that follow, they follow you?
Yeah.
Nice. So, now, you mentioned the Google Ads. Are you considering running the pay-per-click Google Ads, or what's your thinking there?
Well, I guess when I was talking to, was it Tim or Jim?
Jim, yeah.
Jim, okay. I wasn't too far off. All right, Jim.
No, you weren't.
When I was talking to Jim, he mentioned that, like, that would be keyword pings in Google or Bing that come up when I to advertise for search engines like that. So that's why I inquire about that.
Gotcha. So there, you've actually got several different options, and I was just kind of looking through to see a couple of them if you were qualified. Why don't I kind of start at the beginning? I'll go through the map and what all that entails. That'll give you a better idea of us, how we work, our Google ties, all of those things. And then we can talk about Google Ads or Facebook Ads, other things that, that'll help you bring in more business. Sound like a good way to go? Kind of just start to finish it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So one of the first things that we'll do that's actually rather unique from what most companies who do what we do, and it is because of our Google partnership. So we've been in business for 18 years, and we've been Google Premier Channel partners for the majority of those. I think we're at 14 years with Google now. And so because of that, we are held to a much higher standard even than lower level Google partners and of course non-Google partners. One of the restrictions that we have to follow is within a 50-mile radius of your home base of Newfoundland, we can't work with anyone else who offers any of the same services you do. So if we list handyman, we can't work with any other handyman in that 50-mile radius of home base. Same with a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel or an addition. So basically, we won't be able to work with any other GCs in that 50-mile radius. So I have a feeling for us, it would probably be a thing even if it wasn't a Google rule because it's just the right way to do it. But that's so that you know that you've got our undivided attention. We're only working on your account. We're only placing home care and repair in the map on the first page. Nobody else. So we're not doing this for four other GCs and then pitting you against one another. So that's your protected zone. And then we do, of course, all of the programming that's needed, on your Google business profile. And then of course we use backlinking as well so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, you come right up for them in the map on their first page search results. And then they're able to just click and dial you directly from there. So we don't filter, screen, or handle those incoming calls at all. So you'll actually get live calls from people who are right in that moment searching for your services on Google. So right when they're hot, basically, before they hit the Angies or the Thumbtack system and they get all cooled down when they go through there, unfortunately. And then we'll use all of the services that you offer as your keywords so that you're found for all of those. So you're not stuck in just one category. I mean, we truly can list general contractor, bathroom remodeler, kitchen remodel, hardscapes, home additions, any of the services you offer, anything you want to be found for. And then you don't have to get stuck with those jobs you don't want, like the doorknobs.
This is handy, and I'm going to get those calls, but that's...
Oh, sure.
And the reason I bring that up is just because it's kind of complicated. In my area, it's pretty remote. It's very rural, what's the word I'm looking for? Where I'm out in a, like... in the middle of nowhere, and there aren't a lot of people around. So it took me, if I get a call for like one of those doorknob things, it's going to take me about 30 to 45 minutes to get to their house.
Oh, my goodness.
So in order to make money at something like that, there's an hour and a half just in driving where I now have to charge close to $200 just to fix a doorknob. And it makes me sick to my stomach even telling somebody that. So
I can
it's kind
imagine.
Of hard, and that's why the handyman service out there is kind of a hard business to kind of take over or do something
wow.
like that.
For sure. That's wow. Okay. We kind of have to, don't we? We have to kind of say handyman as one of your services, I think, don't we?
Yeah, so I would probably limit some of that stuff in the way where I would, because if you say it's a 50-mile radius within Newfoundland, I would probably do More like you said, more along the lines of like general contractor, construction, remodel, bathroom, kitchen remodel, deck builds.
Oh yes, perfect.
Windows and doors, things like that. So where I would try to go more where big picture, where I could travel 45 minutes to do a window install, and then
sure.
make $300 to $600 depending on the size of the window.
Okay. Perfect.
And then,
well, and
I keep referring to Google because that seems to be like everybody's go-to. Is everybody goes to Google and searches stuff like that. So
they do.
I guess I asked that. Like your company is Local Splash, but you're not
correct.
Like a search engine. You just work with other search engines.
So we're partners with Google and with Bing and Meta. So we are able to bundle their products. So like the Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, Facebook Ads, we just automatically do first page placement for you on Bing also. And we write the content for that too. So we're not a subsidiary or anything. We're premier channel partners to Google and then just partners with the other ones so we can group them together. So that local map programming, let me get pricing for you on that. Then we can talk about the other areas of the page, you know, see if something fits there for you too. And let me see here. Are you using Facebook currently, Mike?
I have not for the business. I don't have a social media for the business, Facebook or
okay.
Instagram.
Okay.
That is something I need to do. Just never really got around to it. I have
okay.
a Facebook and Instagram, but I don't use it. I've kind of I'm not going to lie. I watched The Social Dilemma and I literally just stopped using Facebook and Instagram and all that social media. Does rot my mind and how easily it is to get addicted to that, where you're essentially feeding a dopamine fix and you don't even really know what
wow.
you're doing.
Oh wow.
It was eye opening. It's
interesting.
On Netflix if you ever have the time.
And what was,
watch. I'm not saying you have to do the same thing where you just shut down
no.
social media.
I am curious though, what was the name of it again?
It's called The Social Dilemma. And what it does
Alrighty.
Is actually interviews all the people that do the coding for the social media websites and how they target their audience. And users and how they're able to do the like the market placement and stuff and where they don't even allow their children. But everybody is on social media and it would be a good way to get my name out there, especially in the town. I don't necessarily
yeah.
have to have a website. I could use a social media page and that's free to set up and that's just as
well,
easy. So I do know that I could do. I just need to make it a point and get off my butt and do it.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, good that you've got the page. You've got a business page, right? You just aren't using
nope.
it.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I don't have a website. I don't have
oh.
Right now. I am
okay.
purely running off of Angie's List. And I
wow.
think, like, maybe there's a keyword search engine, like, thing that I could put into Angie's List to kind of help me out with something like that I just don't know about. But when I signed up with them, they said that they would, and they're different in that they work with anybody that's willing to give them a paycheck.
Oh, sure.
Whereas you said you'll just, if you take me on and I work with you guys, then I'll be your sole focus in the Newfoundland area. Is it just the Newfoundland area or the 50-mile radius?
That's 50-mile radius around
mm-hmm.
Newfoundland.
Okay.
Yep. So that'll be closed. So I think you're really going to like the first page of Google then, too. You're absolutely right. Yes, we all go to Google. I swore when I got my first smartphone that I would never go, okay, Google. Guess what I do? A million times a day.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to lie. Yep. I'm there, too. I get lazier and lazier and do it, too. But it's funny.
Well,
I already get calls that say they found me on Google, and I have not advertised with Google. So somehow my business name is on Google. I'm probably not. And that those are very random calls. Like, that happens maybe twice a year, where you've got somebody that's literally going through every single Google ad, trying to find a handyman or a contractor.
Right.
Or and then they finally get to me, I get the call, and they're like, hey.
You ask them how. I think that's kind of a standard answer, really. And it could be, I do see your Google business profile. You must have filed for that at some point. That might
maybe
be what
did. I don't remember doing the Google. I remember signing up with Angie, and I have a Gmail account where my business created its own email account through Gmail. And maybe that was linked in with it, and I filled out the stuff doing Gmail and ended up creating a business account, a Google profile, and didn't even know it.
Could be. So hopefully we'll be able to, our technicians will be able to do that. So it'll have a login, which they probably, it would have been something you created, like the, not username, but, password and such. So we'll need to track those down. But it may just be that our tech needs to call and say, hey, can you resend? Kind of a forgotten password kind of a thing, so that we can get in there. Cause we'll want to program it. So the first part of our job is getting you on that first page in the map. And then beyond that, again, because of our Google partnership, we keep a very close eye on algorithm changes. So when we see one coming along, we go into whoever's account it affects. But let's say it's yours, we go in and update your programming so that you stay current and you don't lose ground, you don't lose position on that first page in the map. So we make sure that you stay there. Now, the map section, I was doing a little pre-snooping. I was popping over to our pricing screen to see what I might be able to get lined up for you. Now, with the Facebook, are you opposed to using it for advertising for your business?
No.
Or?
No, I'm not
okay.
opposed to social media. I absolutely will and would be open to that idea because it does help. And it's essentially like a free website for me. I don't need to purchase a website or maintain a domain name anywhere where I have the Facebook page, because everybody has Facebook, Instagram now.
Right.
That tends to be where they go. And if they do go to the internet for something, they're doing a Google search.
Yeah, they are. Well, and actually, Mike.
Location, phone number, whereas. A web page, I can put everything I would need on a Facebook page that they'd want to see. I could folders of or albums of projects that I've done and shown before and after pictures. And
absolutely.
On the web page, as well as like a bio about me, what I do, what services I offer. So it can all be done on a Facebook page.
It can. I'm actually going to do you one better, though. That's what I was peeking ahead to see if I could make it happen without charging you. We're going to do a website for you. So you'll have a website anyway. And it's not going to cost you anything. I was able to use a couple of promo codes that we've got floating around out there. So the map, and I'm going to recommend Facebook. So I'll run through the pricing for Facebook, the map, all of that together. And then I'll tell you why I love Facebook for businesses, for my clients. I've got a page, but I only go there for work. I don't do all the other garbage that goes along with it. Probably But what you'll end up doing too, you don't need to look at all the drama that everybody posts. Our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It'll never be, well, I should say, you'll never receive an invoice for even a dime more than whatever your flat rate is. We don't add taxes at the service. And then, of course, we don't charge click fees or lead fees, absolutely zero extras. So your invoice will always be the same. And we're a performance-based company. Just like you, we know we have to do a really good job at our job to continue earning your trust in your business month in and month out. So for that reason, we don't feel a need to lock our clients into any lengthy contracts. It is strictly month to month. We can do, if it's something you want to consider, we do have 3, 6, and 12-month options that do save you quite a bit of money. But on the month to month, it is just as it says, month to month. Yep. You can cancel any time. There are no buyout fees or get rid of us fees. I don't know what other fees people charge, but we don't have any of them. See here. Let me get that other credit in there. There we go. I had found another one while we were talking, so it's doing a nice job. And Jim had already done a really good job on credits for you. So with those credits applied, it's going to drop your monthly from a normal retail of $5.99 a month down to $3.49. And then it cut $200 off of your setup also. So that lowers it to $99. So the $99 is a one time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it's just that flat $3.49 on a month to month basis. And we'll program your Google business profile, of course, so that it's optimized. And then we'll also do the first page placement on Bing. We write any content that's needed for Google Business Profile, website, Bing, any of them. And then, of course, we make sure that the text, too, is optimized and keyworded. And then we'll also get you listed out to all of the local popular search directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, well, Bing, of course, Chamber of Commerce, BBB, usually right around 60. Different directories that we'll get you listed out to too. So that'll kind of help filter in some more business that way too. And then of course a website for you. So what that means, we'll build, host, and do any ongoing maintenance on your website for you. No charge. So it'll be on a regular www. I would say something like homecareandrepair.com if that domain is available. But you'll be able to choose based on what domain names are available. And it'll be all about home care and repair. It's a great place for that bio on you. Absolutely. Lots of photos. We'll also put a tool on there to help you gather more Google reviews. That they always help. You know, people love to see those stars out there. And any questions so far on what I've covered to this point?
I guess one that just popped up is, like you said, the stars and the reviews. Would that be directly through Google, where somebody has, obviously, like, I've done a service for somebody, like new sliding door, they would go on Google and rate me there. What about other ratings? Because I do have, I only right now, like I said, my sole source of advertisement is Angie's List, and I only have 3 ratings on there. Would we be able to snag those ratings from
what we
list, or is that something
what
that
we
like
might
has kind of copyright to?
Mike, I'll make a note for our technician to check. What I'm thinking, we can't just move them because they don't translate Google and they don't talk. what we might be able to do, and it would be my first thought, is we could screenshot those reviews and kind of highlight them on your website. And I'll make a note for our tech to see if we can do that. Because yes, I think that would be great to be able to see those. I mean, they're good reviews. I'm looking at them right now, and you're 5 stars all across. So having
they're
those,
all 5 stars, so like and,
they are.
I mean, granted, they're within my neighborhood, and they're the only ones that have ever reviewed me. Like all the other companies or all the other clients that I have done work for, I'm like, hey, don't be afraid to throw in a review on Angie's List, because it helps me out. And I
Absolutely.
Do notice that the reviews on Angie's List, after I get a review, I get a lot more hits on Angie's List. I've been getting more calls over the last 2 weeks because I just got another review. And
interesting.
Like, it's like, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I mean, a good way to start.
Oh,
I'm sure there will be somebody that somewhere along the line then gives me a 1-star review.
You know, it happens. It happens.
Yeah,
whatever.
But I think for the most part, I can maintain a good high star rating and stuff. So that would be good.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Also, we'll help monitor your reviews too. So if a bad one does turn up, we'll alert you, and we'll help you with either how to respond to it. And sometimes that is all that can be done. But sometimes, you know, just with the right wording to whoever the offended party is, we can help you with wording as to how to respond or how to maybe get them to improve it or even remove it. And worst case, bury it with more good reviews. And truly.
Well, even negative reviews, like you said, the biggest thing with a company, if I got a negative review, if I could just respond with a, I am sorry this occurred. If you want remediation, like, please feel free to contact me and we can work something out to the point where I can make sure you're a happy or satisfied customer. And anybody that's looking at the bad reviews will see that I've responded to that. And that can, like, that can just instantly counter that one bad review or even 10 bad reviews.
Yes. Exactly.
So
we'll help you with that as well. Too, Mike, you'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, so like what location or area. I mean, it wouldn't tell you, you know, Starbucks down the road, but you'd probably get the general idea, what keywords they're finding you on. That way, if you notice something that's stronger or weaker and you need to make a change, you can let us know anytime and we'll make those changes. Also, if you add services as you continue to grow, let us know. We'll get them added in to your website, your keywords, your Google Business Profile. Everywhere there's anything about you, we'll get it added in. And then...
Okay.
This package also includes $100 a month that is dedicated to Facebook. So of that $349, we take $100 of it and it goes to Facebook. So what we do there is we have a team of expert writers. We only work with companies who work in the trades. So our techs are very well versed in the lingo and how we tradesmen work. So they're really good at writing those ads to get responses. So we also use the targeting that Facebook allows, which has gotten a lot deeper and for you a lot better. It means it's a lot better because we can really target in so your ads are only showing in front of people who are either your ideal client or more likely to buy. And not wasted in front of people who just aren't going to buy. So that's one way we stretch that $100. But it covers you for the whole month. And we manage the ad purchases, where they're placed, things like that. Really, All you have to do is take care of the clients when they come in. That's pretty much it. We take care of everything else. We also take big advantage of the retargeting. That's the ads that follow you around. And those have been wonderful. A few of the things that I like about Facebook now, and believe me, I didn't say this 2-3 years ago. I was not a Facebook fan, and I wouldn't have sold their ads at that time. I wouldn't have done it, because I wouldn't have thought it would benefit you that much. But the changes that Facebook has made since they rebranded to Meta has been amazing for my clients. So the Google pay-per-click ads, just for an example, that's the ads that sit right above the map and it says ad next to it. You've seen those probably.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
So they average about $10 a click. So every time somebody clicks on that ad, you're going to get charged $10. I personally don't like that. Facebook, on the other hand, average cost per click is 50 cents. So you can see how that $100 goes a long, long ways on Facebook. That we can do the retargeting, it has been amazing. So the Google ads, typically we get excited when we get about a 3% return on them. And the whole marketing world does. We get a 3% return on anything. As marketers, we're happy. Facebook has been returning at about 9%, which is, as far as marketing goes, it's got us doing cartwheels. It's off the charts good. So it's really, I mean, for that $100, it's bringing in good business for my clients. Plus, it gives you that extra layer of coverage beyond the map to kind of back up what you've got going on the map. So one really backs the other one up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but, I guess what the follow question to that is, it sounds like, so when I get clicks on Facebook, it would be a charge of, like, whatever you said, like the 50 cents. And I mean, if I ever get so big where they're clicking away crazy, that $100 will take care of it. I guess my question would be, say I only get like 4 or 5 clicks on Facebook a month, and it's only, even if it's $5, like that $4 or $5, there's $20, $25, $30. What about the rest of the $100 that's dedicated to Facebook? Is that $100 solely for the clicks, or is that for somebody to manage and monitor and maintain a Facebook page for me?
So that is the cost of ads and the clicks. So we take that $100. First, we do the targeting and the retargeting to make it go as far as we possibly can. And then, of course, the writing plays a role, too, because it's got to be written so that it gets response. You'll never see an additional charge on your invoice. So we balance and monitor the ad spend, so how much we're buying in ads for you, with what you're getting for click-throughs. So we make sure we use it all up because we want to get that branding out there for you. But we do balance it so that you still don't go over that $100. Now,
I guess if that's the case, then I'm not as concerned about, like, where's the remainder go. Say I only get 4 clicks, and then there's a $60 balance that I paid that didn't get used up.
Oh, no.
I don't care about
it. It gets used. Nope. We make sure we use it. No, we want that business going to you. For us, it wouldn't even be worth it to, you know, stash the remainder in our hip pocket. I mean, even if it was the whole $100, it's of more value to us to see you bringing in more business and growing. So, yeah. We make sure we use every last penny of it on your ads. We want you to get maximum exposure. And then two, so the minimum on Facebook is 100 a month. from there, you know, at any point, if you decided you wanted to add more, we can do that in almost any increment. So it's a super easy add-on later too. One of the things I was looking at for you, Mike, is called Google Guaranteed. And I won't bore you with all of the details because it's not available for Newfoundland, unfortunately. It's a newer program. Yeah, it's a newer program, and it's just not available in every area or for every service category yet. So, but it is a wonderful program, and I think you'd like it. I'm going to put, I'm going to flag your files so that when Google adds Newfoundland and your categories, I can let you know, and then you can decide from there. We have no idea. We were hoping to get a couple of more categories added like real early in the year. So we're just kind of waiting for them to filter through more to us. And then, so we talked about the map section. We talked about Facebook. You had mentioned the Google Ads. Do you want to talk about the pay-per-click Google Ads any more in depth, Mike, or are you good with
it? I guess my question, I think you kind of answered that. Like, this would be, you would work solely with me. You wouldn't be allowed to work with any other contractors in the area. Now, for you to, for me to have your sole dedication, is it based on the keyword searches that you select, or is it based on me being a contractor or a general carpenter or remodeler or like what? So my business is called Home Care and Repair. I don't have handyman after it. I don't have construction. I don't have contractor after it. Like, how would you categorize that? Is that how you would, I guess my question is that how you categorize it? Is it based on my occupation, or is it based on the keyword searches?
Good question. So we actually don't pigeonhole you into any category. So any of the services you offer that we use as your keywords, they're off limits to somebody else who comes in behind you. A new GC sets up shop tomorrow. Yeah, so I mean, we can list general carpentry, general contractor. In fact, that's, I kind of got a start already here. I was setting some of your things up as we went. I did put general contractor on there. And I think that's, it's a good way to list you because it does encompass so many other things, that we're not likely to even end up with somebody else who would do roofing because it's something that could fall under general contract.
No, I'm out of roofing. I don't do that. I don't have a team.
I don't blame you.
I'll do repairs.
You'll do what?
I've been a roofer for 9 years. I don't want to get back into that. I'll do roof repairs, but I will not do re-roofs or roof over.
I don't blame you.
You gotta
leave. I don't blame you.
I'll help out, but that's the extent of my roofing.
No problem.
I guess that, and then the you said it was like $350 a month, and is that going to be based on a certain number of keyword searches, or does it increase after, say, like that provides me 10 keyword searches, and then it increases after every 5 keyword searches after that, or how does that work?
No, sir, as long as we get you set up today while it's open for programming, and they allow us those credits, I can lock you in at the $349. So it'll never go up as long as you're a client of ours. Or if you add on
the
service.
And I can just like sit here and tell you like 30 different keyword searches that I want you to put under there.
And you certainly can.
Wait, you said $349?
$349. $349 a month.
Okay, yep. That's what I thought. Yep, all right. Yeah,
yeah.
$349. And then, all right. So, no, that sounds great. I'm liking the sound of this. I'm trying to find the downfall, I guess. Like, what? Where's that?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly don't know of one. I mean, I to tell you the truth, Mike, I was in construction too. I had a remodeling company out here in Colorado, and local splash, they kind of rescued me with my construction company. They found me during COVID, and I'd lost a lot of business because of COVID. I mean, everything had just shut down, and then supply chain was squirrely. And anyway, I was to the point where I either needed to figure out how to grow this thing, or I was going to be closing the doors. Ideally, I wanted to grow it and sell it because my body just couldn't do it anymore. It's worn out.
Yeah.
It was the long hours was what was doing it. Anyway, I had been through those fake companies and the scams 3 times. I kid you not, I was that dumb. I fell for 3 of them. And I was so desperate when Local Splash came
on. I'm kind of nervous. That's what I feel like this might be. It's going to be a scam where I give you my credit card information.
I hear you.
And you charge me, and then I'm not getting any calls or anything like that. But there's no
I
way
hear
to get
you.
Back in touch with you.
The same fears.
I'm not going to lie, because I tried calling Jim back with the text he sent me and his extension number. And once I dialed that extension number, I got disconnected.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know if that's a fluke or not. I'm like, because I'm doing a little bit of research about you guys, and you're coming up as a legitimate U.S.-based business out in, California?
Yes, Costa Mesa. Fountain Hills area.
Yeah.
And so, I definitely, I get it.
This sounds right. I'm really nervous right now because I feel like this is too good to be true. And every time I go on something that's too good to be true, it usually is.
I've got your back. The reason I came to work here was out of 4 companies, I was so desperate when Local Splash found me that I went, whatever, can't hurt, right? So I went ahead and did it. And lo and behold, they did what they said they were going to do. I mean, I almost couldn't believe it, truly. I was shocked because I didn't expect much at that point. I mean, I was pretty low. They did what they said they were going to do. They got me on the first page of Google. I was actually able to get my construction company back up to a point. I sold it and I jumped out, but I like to work, and I like to work in the trades. I'm sick that way. I grew up in the trades. My whole family's in the trades.
Same exact way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it makes me mad when somebody takes advantage of somebody like you. I mean, it truly does, because I've been there. You could be my family. It could have happened to my family. But anyway, so when they called and asked if I wanted a job working with contractors like you, I said, yeah, I can help people. I can help other people in the trades. That's what I want to do. So that's the long story of how I ended up here and why. And I have, even since I've come on as an employee, I've been here just a little over a year. And I have seen our customer service and our technicians and management do 10 times more than I thought they would ever consider doing in order to help a client that was in a bind, or maybe, you know, if we flubbed something up, we fix it, we do you better, and then we move on. And it's just amazing watching them in action. I've been impressed, and it takes a lot to impress me.
Well, you've got me so I'm kind of like, I'm off of the whole this is a scam thing. You wouldn't have spent time on the phone with me.
No, I wouldn't have.
If you were just interested in getting my credit card, you would have worked just to get my credit card information. So.
No.
I did my research. I believe you are with Local Splash, and you're not just somebody calling saying, hey, I'm with Local Splash. Let's do something about this. But so this, I guess going into it, another question would be, you guys pretty much maintain all of that stuff. Like as far as like my web page goes, my Facebook page goes, like all of that is maintained by you, or is that stuff that I have to do? Do I just send you guys pictures of, like, before and after projects and kind of give you an explanation of what I did, and then you throw that into the web page or the Facebook page, and it goes from there?
That's, you got it exactly like that.
That's
the only
if I don't have to maintain a web page or a Facebook page, part of the reason I never started it was because I didn't have to maintain it.
Well, you know, so with one correction in there, we don't do posts and such on your Facebook page. We only do the ads. But what we found, I mean, yes, it's great if you can do posts or if you can throw a photo up there once in a while just to kind of keep it fresh and have some movement. But it's not a deal breaker as far as the ads go if you don't have a whole bunch of content on there. So,
okay.
If you want to fiddle with it and throw some pictures on, you can, but don't feel like you absolutely have to.
But you take care of the web page.
Yes,
like that
100%.
Okay. All right. Yep. I can do the Facebook, like you said, throw up a picture of like a new bathroom remodel and just throw up the after picture. Boom, there's
absolutely
for months.
There you go. That's all there is to it.
Right.
Easy as that.
That's easy. I can do that.
Okay. Perfect. I thought you could. I have faith. I think you can do it. Well, Mike, it sounds like we should have gotten you set up like weeks ago, but at least today will work.
How about last year? And you could have.
That would have been better.
Right.
I'll tell you what. So we've got this funny little hitch in our phone system. It at the 60-minute mark, it gives us the boot. This automated voice comes on and says, "You've been kicked from this conference." I hate her. We're at 47 minutes. What I don't want to do is get your credit card information and then be disconnected, because that's scary. I'm sure it is. So, if we could do this, if you wanted to do one more verification.
I thought it wasn't a scam. What happened?
I know. You were expecting it to be. We can either disconnect and I'll dial you right back, or if you wanted to call in, make sure that one last check that we're real and I actually work here, you can dial into our 877 number, ask for me. And don't put in an extension and just ask for me and they can transfer you, or you can dial my extension and get to me that way. Which would you rather do, Mike?
Let's just for my sanity check, I would like to dial it back and then do either one. I can do the, extension. Let's go with the extension.
Okay. You got it. So I will. Oh, and I texted my contact, I think. Let me just make sure before
I didn't
send
get,
you out.
Yeah,
there.
And I didn't get your text with your contact.
Really?
I got Jim's text.
Well,
so
that's
maybe,
weird.
Am I in a bad service and I don't have, yeah, I don't
no,
have nothing.
Every once in a
Jim's
while.
Oh, no, yeah, I was in bad service. It's there now. I've got it.
Oh. Wonderful. Okay.
Local splash 877-635-6225.
You got it.
87 is
your extension. You got it. Awesome. Well, Mike, I will talk to you in just a couple minutes then.
All right. Yep.
Let me
do that. I'm going to give you a buzz right back, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.